Weather.
Superstar Country 102.5 Weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A frost advisory continues until 11 a.m. today. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 70. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 35. Highs around 65 tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 56 Friday with a slight chance for showers. 63 cloudy skies Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 31.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. The Wichita City Council rejects 2 out of 3 ordinance proposals aimed at dealing with problematic landlords. While the council rejected the first 2 measures, a task force will explore creating a registry of landlords with multiple code violations. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is urging President Trump not to import beef from Argentina. The president says a move would lower prices at the store, but the senator says a move would hurt the economy. The Kansas Department for Children and Families says it's been told to delay processing November SNAP benefits until further notice. The USDA told DCF November benefits will not be disbursed if the government shutdown continues through next Monday. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you, the big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Fall into savings at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, cruise into autumn with vehicle loan rates as low as 5.50% APR on qualifying vehicles. This special applies to new money only on 2015 and newer. The perfect way to upgrade your ride for the season. But don't wait. These rates won't last past the fall breeze. Terms and conditions apply. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit UNWFCU today to harvest your savings.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. John Rothstein of CBS Sports was in.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK news is being brought to you by Fireball Ag LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas businesses and entrepreneurs were honored Thursday night at the Robert W. Plaster Center in Pittsburgh State University at the Kansas Department of Commerce's 2025 To the Stars Kansas Business Awards ceremony for their outstanding contributions to Kansas communities and the state economy. A record 431 businesses, organizations, and individuals were nominated in 11 different categories for this year's To the Stars Kansas Business Awards. And the nominees were reviewed and scored for various criteria that included business expansion, employee recruitment and retention practices, training and educational programs, capital investment, and support for local community events. A total of 372 merit awards, 59 regional awards were presented at the event. One nominee in each category was designated a statewide winner, making them finalists for the Governor's Award of Excellence. The Kansas Department of Commerce also introduced two new award categories, the Small Business Champion Corporate Partner Award that highlights corporations demonstrating exceptional commitment to small business, and the Main Street Momentum Award, which honors a business continuously working to improve downtown areas and commercial districts through growth and engagement. Locally, the 2025 statewide award winners included for the Small Business Champion Corporate Partner, Northwest Kansas Economic Innovation Center Incorporated in Norton, and for the under 30 entrepreneur, Braden Worth, Worth I Group, PA of Hayes. The Kansas Department for Children and Families, or DCF, has received a letter from the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service regarding Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits for November amid the ongoing federal government shutdown. That letter to all states that if a lapse in funding caused by the shutdown continues, there will not be enough money to pay full SNAP benefits for November. The letter directs agencies to hold off on processing November's benefits until further notice, until a budget agreement or continuing resolution is reached at the federal level, or the federal government identifies a funding pathway. November SNAP benefits may be delayed or interrupted entirely if no federal action is taken by October 28, 2025. November SNAP benefits will not be dispersed until the federal government reaches a resolution. SNAP provides benefits for approximately 42 million people across the country. That includes a total distribution of more than $34 million to more than 93,000 Kansas households, nearly 188,000 Kansans who depend on SNAP each month to help put food on their tables. DCF is monitoring the situation closely and is exploring what this may mean for Kansans, with DCF Secretary Laura Howard saying as soon as an agreement is reached or the federal government finds an alternative funding source, the DCF receives approval from Food and Nutrition Services, they are prepared to act quickly with contacting partners to get benefits out to Kansans. She said depending on the timing of the approval, DCF and its partners could have benefits available on cards within 72 hours. October SNAP benefits were distributed as planned. At this time, SNAP recipients should continue using their October benefits as normal. SNAP recipients should also continue meeting program requirements, including reporting required changes and completing recertification. DCF is continuing to process SNAP applications as usual, and applications along with a map of service center locations can be found on dcf.kansas.gov. The loss of federal funding places additional stress on Kansas food banks, pantries, and meals programs, which are already strained to meet the needs of those who utilize them. Kansans wishing to help their local food resources can find those locations on the Kansas Food Source website, kansasfoodsource.org. Each October since the 1930s, the American agriculture industry has shown appreciation for member-owned, member-controlled businesses during National Co-op Month, and the 2025 theme, Cooperative Builds a Better World, highlights how agricultural cooperatives continue to evolve to meet the needs of their farmer member owners. The Kansas Cooperative Council represents cooperatives across all sectors, including agricultural, finance, utilities, housing, and more. The organization provides education, advocacy, and public outreach to promote the cooperative business model, as well as strengthening the network of member-owned organizations throughout Kansas. Cooperatives play a vital role in Kansas communities, employing more than 5,000 people across 575 locations statewide and serving more than 100,000 members. Kansas is also home to three of the nation's top 100 ag cooperatives, showing the state's deep roots in collaboration and shared success. In Kansas, cooperatives continue to invest in the grain industry through projects that expand storage capacity, improve efficiency, and update facilities. These investments reflect a proud tradition of matching the innovation and dedication of Kansas farmers while keeping dollars to local communities. To learn more about the Kansas Cooperative Council and its members during National Co-op Month, you can visit kansascoop.coop, and you can also follow the organization on Facebook. The Lincoln Police Department has released the results of a September enforcement project aimed at improving vehicle and pedestrian safety in downtown Lincoln and surrounding neighborhoods. Funded by a grant from the Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office, the project allowed officers from the Lincoln Police Department Southwest Team and Traffic Enforcement Unit to work overtime. The enforcement effort resulted in 252 traffic stops, leading to 293 citations and 121 warnings. Among the citations, 66 were for speeding, 25 for seatbelt violations, and 32 for lack of insurance. Officers also issued 102 citations for no registration and made 9 arrests for driving under suspension, along with 8 criminal arrests that were made during the project. The initiative highlights the department's commitment to enhancing road safety and ensuring compliance with traffic laws. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on October 30th, Chairman Marvin Matchett called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 o'clock a.m. in the commission room. And in attendance were Chairman Marvin Matchett, Commissioner Richard Thompson, Commissioner Garrett Badler, and County Clerk Craig Renner, along with others to present business or observe. Ted White, the county landfill supervisor, reported that the inside seal of the track loader is out and needs fixed. He also said it's under warranty and is scheduled to be hauled to Colby to be repaired. He then said that they are waiting on approval from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to approve the opening of the new landfill cell. There was a change order made not to install gravel in the bottom of the pit, which should save the county around $40,000 on the project. Chairman Matchett then requested a list of what can and cannot be taken to the landfill to be sent to the Anby home. Weekly correspondence, past minutes, year-to-date expenditures, end-of-the-month bills, and fund balances were then distributed to the commissioners. Chairman Matchett reported on his recent board meeting of the Kansas Association of Counties, saying the solar industry is coming to Kansas, and commissioners of the counties are trying to get ahead of the possible need of zoning and permit requirements for other counties. County Health Department Director Leslie Fannin-Steele joined the meeting. She wanted to know the protocol for using the county alert system operated by the Sheriff's Department for sending out information on vaccinations and other health information. The commission asked her to clear the announcements with the Sheriff's Department, and they felt it was a good use of their service. She also reported that the final COVID funds were being dispersed in the form of a 6.5% bonus to her department. The funds were specified to be used for workforce development. Leslie then reported that WIC operational funding from the federal government is going to see some cuts, though she's unsure of the amount. Road and Bridge Supervisor Ernie Sheets joined the meeting. Ernie reported that the repair bill on the Mack truck was going to be less than anticipated. However, the 2009 Kenworth was going to be more expensive than originally estimated. He also reported that there is a grader operator opening in his department. County Attorney Horn left the meeting at 10:28. Norton City Manager James Moreau arrived at the meeting at 10:29. At 10:29, Chairman Matchett moved to go into executive session to discuss non-elected personnel with Chairman Matchett, Commissioner Thompson, Commissioner Badler, and Norton City Manager Moreau to be present and to return to the meeting at 10:45 a.m. Commissioner Thompson seconded the motion. Motion carried 3-0. At 10:45, the commission came out of the executive session. No action was taken, and City Manager Moreau left the meeting at 10:45. After a meeting, an executive session with no action taken, Jolene Weiser joined the meeting to pick up the check for the purchase of 122 East Park in Norton and to get the signature of Commissioner Badler. Commissioner Thompson moved to adjourn the meeting, and with no further business, Chairman Matchett adjourned the meeting at 11:12 a.m. Your menu that today at Eisenhower Elementary School, lunch will be chicken supreme, green beans, baby carrots, fruit cocktail, and milk. At Norton Junior Senior High School, pigs in a blanket or chicken teriyaki with fried rice, fruit, and milk. Northern Valley's menu this morning is cheeseburger pockets, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your KQ&K News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all your pest control needs. Today, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 70. Northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 35 and the east wind out of the east around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 65 and the wind out of the southeast 5 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday evening, a 40% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 43 and the east wind around 10 miles per hour. I'll be back with more.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Friday, a 40% chance of showers mainly before 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 56, with the wind out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. And Monday, partly sunny with a high near 63. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 58. Currently in Norton, it's fair. 32 degrees. The humidity is at 80% with the wind speed out of the north at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is at 30% and the dew point is 20%. Visibility is 10 miles and the wind chill is 27 degrees. Your weather has been brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite at 785-202-0167. And pest control for all your pest control needs. Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Fall into savings at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, cruise into autumn with vehicle loan rates as low as 5.50% APR on qualifying vehicles. This special applies to new money only on 2015 and newer. The perfect way to upgrade your ride for the season. But don't wait. These rates won't last past the fall breeze. Terms and conditions apply. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA and is an equal housing lender. Visit UNWFCU today to harvest your savings.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. John Rothstein of CBS Sports was in Lawrence on Tuesday at KU practice, and he talked about what he thinks this year's team's going to be like.
This rendition of Kansas basketball under Bill Self will be more athletic and also boasts significantly more positional size than it did a year ago. Five-star freshman Darren Peterson was at the point of attack in practice today, and he'll be surrounded by a number of players, Cole Rosario, St. Bonaventure transfer Melvin Council, and also seasoned veteran Trey White, who will be in their first season with this program. One big thing to keep an eye on for the Jayhawks, the backup to Flory Badunga in the pivot. Bill Self needs either Bryson Tiller or also Paul Mbia to be really, really capable out of the gate if Badunga gets in foul trouble.
KU hosts D2 Fort Hays State at Allen Fieldhouse next Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. for an exhibition. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
At Harvest, every acre tells the truth. And if you waited to see this season, you might be watching your yields slip away. Next year, don't wait and see. Know with Trivapro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, Trivapro works overtime to beat back disease, boost plant health, and preserve yield. For more bushels in the bin when it matters most. In 2026, don't wait to know. Go Trivapro. Call your retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holme here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.